But if we believe this myth, and the case does have to be made that it is a myth, that inequality is a function of the mental manual divide, and that this so-called fundamental divide is the driver of progress, then we can be easily convinced to accept the consequence. But that being that the weight of so-called civilization gets placed squarely on the backs of those who provide us our food, clothing, and natural resources. And this in itself suggests conscious design, as there's no intrinsic rationale for paying corporate hacks more than teachers. And I first started thinking about this when I read David Gordon's Fat and Mean, because he was trying to figure out why there was this explosion in the bureaucracy within corporations. Why this focus on control, controlling us? And at that time when he wrote, he thought that Europe provided a alternative path. A lot of folks did, right? They still did, until almost right now. We were told that there is that, you know, soft form of control in the form of social democracies, like in Sweden. Not so much. No, not so sweet. We could see it's not so sweet anymore, right? 7 days of folks in the streets in Sweden. Right? Who knew, given what we're always told, which is not much. So there is no rational reason why those who harvest our food are abused, while CEOs who rape the earth are given tax breaks and called creators. It's all a scam, as the debased and despised hands are far more essential for sustaining life. And what surpasses this in significance? If we really were rationally ordering our world, a massive cons at work to drive down what those most important to life ask from life,